did a lot on tablet computing last year on Talking Technology, but judging by the exponential growth of tablets in the enterprise, we didn't do enough. Yet while they seem like they're everywhere these days, tablets are just scratching the surface. That said, Gartner is everywhere when it comes to covering tablets, in this case, figuratively and literally, as Gartner analyst and Italy native Carolina Milanesi joins us from her office at Gartner's European headquarters in Egham, England. Carolina, welcome. And while tablets seem to be popping up everywhere, you know, there are still some observers who think they're a fad. What do you say to those people?
Well, my answer to those people is that tablets are going to be as much as a fad as smartphones have been. And we're selling pretty much half a billion of those as we speak. So, no, tablets are here to stay. And I think they're going to have an even deeper impact on our life, both from a consumer perspective and professional perspective, in how we see technology and how we interact with technology. And it's interesting that you make a point that everybody seems to have either an iPad or a Kindle Fire or some sort of tablet, because we know that last year only about 55 million were actually sold. So it's not that everybody has one, but it sure seems that way when you look around.
So what is it then that makes tablets successful and really puts them on that growth curve you've talked about?
For me, the key, if you like, ingredient to this success is the ecosystem that the iPad in particular has, which explains why some of the competitors at the moment are struggling to find that growth trajectory that they so much wish they had. So it's not just about a form factor that fits into between the smartphone and the PC, as correctly you point out. That's what people thought. It's like, well, you know, if I want something mobile, I have my smartphone, pretty much that's what I want, internet browsing and email, and I can make a voice call. And then if I want to do something more complex, I have my PC. PC are getting smaller and lighter, so why do I need the tablet? Well, the tablet, when done right, has all the applications that you can, some of which you can run on the smartphone, but some of which that are dedicated to the tablet. And Apple is the one at the moment that is out there with a whole array of applications that go from productivity to books to anything for children and education. So there's a whole bunch of different things that your tablet can become. So in a way, it's whatever device you want the tablet to be. It can be your television, it can be your MP3 player, it can be your navigation device, it can be your PC in that respect. And if you look at the technology developments that we are seeing from a processing perspective, for instance, they are becoming closer and closer to PCs.
Carolina, tablets certainly got their foothold on the consumer side of the market, but are consumers interested in these ecosystems?
They're interested in an ecosystem that suits them, and they're more interested in my system. That's the way we put it. So the personal cloud is really what the consumers are going to be more and more interested in. I don't want to be narrowed into an ecosystem that is very artificial, so it's for the benefit of the vendor, but doesn't give me something back from either a user experience or an ease of use or some peace of mind when it comes to security, for instance. If I don't have that return on investment that speaks to me, to what is important to me, I'm not going to be happy to be in this walled garden world. What I want to do is have access to my content, my pictures, to my books, to my videos, to all the files that I use at work, whatever the case might be, my stuff. That's what I want, and I want access to it, I want ease of access to it, and I want to be able to share it with the people that I want to share it and not be limited by how many logins I have to do to get. It's almost like getting into the house. You know, once I've gone past the front door, I want to be able to go wherever I want. I don't want to have a different key for every door inside that house. And that's pretty much the ecosystem that, in my view, consumers will be interested in signing up to, something that is dictated by what they want and placed to their needs, not something that serves the revenue generation machine, if you like, of the vendor.
So then what does that mean for the vendors? It sounds like a tough line to walk between, well, really wanting to have a proprietary offering where you can maximize profits and yet still having something that satisfies everybody and really works across the spectrum.
Absolutely. And I think that from where I'm sitting, and I'm talking from a consumer perspective, not an analyst, from an analyst perspective, it gives me my job because it means that a lot of people need our advice. But from a consumer perspective, I want to make it tough for them because it should be about me. It should be about what I want and what I need. And so what it means that for the vendors is that it has become more complex, and it has become more about looking at technology and technology advancements as not serving the data sheet spec race where mine is bigger than yours, therefore it's better, but is about making technology useful to the consumer. Now, that sometimes is harder to sell than not selling the new shiny device. And I think Apple has started to feel some of that. For instance, during the launch of the iPhone 4S, when consumers and I think more industry watchers than consumers were expecting a new design, and that design didn't come, but a lot of advancements came instead, but people were still saying, oh, this is disappointing. So it means that the stake, if you like, for the vendors is higher. They need to work harder. They need to make sure that they speak in a way that the consumer can understand when they're talking about technology and usefulness of their discovery or their enhancements, if you like. And it means that a lot of that innovation will come from software, services, and applications rather than pure hardware.
That said, does the technology still matter when it comes to consumer devices?
It does, but not technology per se. So from a consumer perspective, I might still have a couple of things that I look at really purely from a technology point of view. Cameras, a bit sadly, in my view, are still one of those. So the fact that the more megapixel I have, the more I think I have a better camera. And it's not like that, and photographers know that very well. But your average consumer thinks that more megapixel means better pictures. So there are some things like that. Processing power, for instance, the more processing power you have, the better experience you're going to have because your machine is going to be running faster. But then from a consumer, I don't want to be thrown acronyms and names of things that I don't really know what difference they're going to make to me. A good example is the LTE, long-term evolution. When it comes to the next step of cellular technology, that's it. But from a consumer perspective, I'm not sure I understand what it means to me. And the way that I find some time explaining it to people is, well, it's like your broadband is when you move from a 2 meg to a 20 or a 50 meg. That's what LTE is going to do to you. And in that respect, they sit there and thinking, oh, wow, yeah, that was a huge difference to me. And think about the things that they can do with it. But it's the job of the vendor and the carrier, in this case, to show what they can do with it. Because to say you have more bandwidth without showing them from an application perspective or services perspective the kind of things that now they can do is not going to help them sell those devices at a premium.
Carolina, thank you very much. Carolina Milanesi is a Vice President for Mobile Devices Research at Gartner. And there's much more of my conversation with Carolina on the Talking Technology page of Gartner.com, where you can also check out the special report on tablet computing.